Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. Lots of proud Kirtland Community College folks this weekend, Matt.
Absolutely. You know, it's a very special time of the year, every year for us, you know, commencement week. It's a lot of preparation, you know, between staff, faculty, and students getting us to today, you know, to this evening where we're looking to have 110 graduates walking across our stage this evening.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's said in all higher education, right? You know, you have those non-traditional students, those first-timers, maybe first time in their entire family coming to college, right?
Right.
But at a community college level, I think that hits more home to us.
Yeah.
I mean, not only do we have a lot of students that they're the first ones in their family to go to college, but we have parents. We have parents that are raising kids coming to college.
Yeah.
And now their kids can watch them walk across the stage. We have a triple this evening, which is really interesting, where we will have the mother walking and her two daughters will be walking right behind her, also graduating. So it's really cool to see those experiences on this day and to see the smiling faces, and the faculty and the staff we're all just so hyped for these graduates and looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with their future.
Yeah, people that you see every day in the hallways and you're like, that went by. We were just talking about it. It's here and it's gone in a blink of an eye.
Yes, yeah. And for me, you know, it's a very special thing because now this marks my second commencement. So I've been at Kirtland for going on 2 years. So some of the students that when I first came on board when they were first years, now I get to see them walk across the stage. You know, they've been involved in some kind of communications or marketing promotional event. And, you know, it's surreal that, like, you just blink and they started out as a student and now they're a graduate. It's just amazing.
You know, and something just occurred to me while you were talking. A lot of people that are listening right now who have considered going back to school or everything else, look at how fast it goes by.
Yes.
So you're like, God, where am I going to find the time? When am I going to do this? And then, you know, you could be walking across the stage tonight at Kirtland Community College with your new degree, with your new future wide open ahead of you.
Absolutely. You know, and we talk about it all the time, but, you know, it's something that is very true with us is time constraint for higher education. Yeah, it's a requirement, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a big... You got to put the time in. However, we work with every single individual student, no matter how busy their out-of-school life is.
Yeah.
We will, if you are dedicated and you want a degree or a certificate, we will make that happen. You're not a number. We always say you're not a number when you come to Kirtland. Our advisors know our students on a first name and last name basis. It's a very friendly and welcoming community. And like I said, everybody has a lot of things going on in their life, especially those non-traditional students, right? That went into the work field and now they want to come back into higher education, get something that will elevate them in their career or a new career. And we understand that. We take notes on that, and then we build the schedule for you to fit your timeline.
And that's why everybody who's a staff and faculty at Kirtland Community College is going to be a little emotionally tied to this because they have a personal – they have their own time investment in each one of those students.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's a single faculty member that misses our commencement or a staff member. Because one way or another, either you're a staff member or you're a faculty member, you work closely with the students. I mean, the students –
Even the folks from Big B College are going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Even Big B's going to be there. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, it's really kind of just like a higher education family that we got going on over there.
Yeah.
And it's always just a surreal moment for all of us this evening when we see these graduates super excited, laughing, giggling. And then, of course, that moment when they walk across the stage and get that degree or get that certificate.
There's very few things in life that you are able to celebrate like getting your degree.
Yes.
Getting your certificate. You know, life goes by. And, you know, we go to work every day and you have your victories, you have your defeats and everything else. But there's very few things in life where you get to I did it.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like one of those feelings a lot of our students when they go into higher, or students in general, just not ours.
Yeah.
They go into higher education and they see all the work they have to do to get to this point. And they're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can make this happen. But then when they reach that point and they think back like, wow, X amount of years ago, I was this student thinking that this is too much. I'm never going to get to graduation. And now I'm at graduation.
I get it.
My family's in the crowd. My children are in the crowd. My friends are surrounding me. It's a really good, it's a big milestone in anybody's
life. There's no doubt about it. And so we offer our sincere congratulations to everybody who's graduating from Kirtland Community College, and congratulations to the faculty and staff.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And MLA Spa, the car wash facility right here in downtown Grayling, gives certificates to all our visitors in the green room.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Hi, join me, Joe Mama, this Friday from 3 to 5 and Saturday from 11 to 1 at the McLean's Ace Hardware's 50th anniversary celebration.
We'll have our spin to win wheel
and tons of swag as we help McLean's celebrate this incredible milestone. McLean's will have tons of specials, giveaways, food, fun, and demonstrations. This year is special, so don't miss your chance to save, shop, and win at McLean's Ace Hardware's 50th anniversary. This Friday through Sunday, Q100 Michigan. Saving rock and roll, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Jason McLean from McLean's Ace Hardware, the big 50th anniversary. I remember, what was it? Well, we did the 40th.
Yep.
So
had you guys there for that.
Yeah. So here we are, 50 years of serving the community of Grayling. Matt, Jason, it's got to feel like it's just like I was talking about Matt, you know, just went by in a flash.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I started pushing a broom with Pops in 1990, and I feel like I've been there forever.
Well, your son Anthony, I remember putting him on the radio, like him actually sitting on my lap going on air, and now what, he's a junior going into his senior year at Michigan. So it life flies by, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it's every day just, you know, adds on, but it's, we've been there a while. I got 25, almost 30 years in, maybe.
Yeah. No, but, you know, on the opposite end of that, it's been a staple. You know, so many people come to depend on you guys having exactly what they need to handle any project, any problem in their homes, and that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of honoring, you know, that everybody comes to us and goes, hey, you know, can you solve my problem? Even if it's something we have nothing to do with, they still come to us and is like, well, I don't know the answer, but you know what? Try these guys here. I mean, it's just awesome.
Or you go through your catalog and go, you know what? I think I can get that. We don't have it in the store, but I can order it and have it here in a few days.
Yeah, I've solved some of the strangest problems you can think of. I mean, but yeah, we work on whatever people come up with and try and get them off and on their way.
Well, the other thing is, you talk about growth. I mean, how you used to do little repairs in the back of the shop. Now you've got it's got its own building and its own power tool section as well. So, I mean, that just points to the fact of, you know, how far the store has grown and how many people requested those items. I mean, you didn't ever used to have dog food and treats and everything else. Now it's a big section in the store.
That whole dog food section started out with someone making an oops and getting a bag of dog food instead of grilling parts. And we couldn't send it back. Everybody came in going, oh, great, you're doing dog food. I pay attention to the customers. We added a few more things, and one thing leads to another. Now it's 2-3 aisles of pet and bird food that we've got going on.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about what's going to go on this weekend, because it starts today.
Yep.
All weekend long, lots of really cool stuff happening at McLean's Ace Hardware. You've got steel demos, which, you know, it's tough to become a steel dealer. And you guys have done that, and I know you've sold a lot of steel equipment in the last few years.
Yeah, we went through the whole process. They're pretty tight about giving out dealerships,
yep.
And we've gone all the way through the process to where we're elite. That's as high as you can get with them. And we've got the rep coming in today showing off a bunch of stuff. You know, we've done everything we can to really promote steel because it's a great product.
Great product, American-made, and as durable as all hell.
Yeah, you can pretty much bang the heck out of them, and if they don't,
people
go,
do up here. They
oh,
bang.
I've seen people drop them 100 feet out of a tree, and they bring it. It's like it don't work right now. I don't know why, but.
Well, and they have great warranties, too, so it's a fantastic piece. Talk about this now. You've got are you open today already?
Yeah, we opened at 8, and okay. We've already been doing the door prizes.
I was going to say, did you already give away the first 50 door prizes?
We gave away a good chunk by the time I got here, yeah. But there was still some left last I knew.
Okay, because the first 50 visitors every day this weekend will get a goodie bag from McLean's Ace Hardware, so that's kind of nice. You've got food all weekend long and prizes, and yeah, give us some of the highlights, Jason.
Well,
because you've got 3 pages of giveaways here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. Yeah, today and tomorrow, the first 50 in get the prize, and if you get lucky and it's got a special star on it, you get a bigger prize. We've got like gallons of paint, bags of dog food, bags of birdseed, all sorts of stuff.
And you got propane exchanges for only $15.
Yep.
That's a serious deal.
We've got that. We've got sunflower for $15. Normally it runs for like $20, $25.
Right, yeah.
$13 for wild bird seed. And then there's a laundry list of like 50 off and buy one, get one 50 off that mm-hmm. you got in front of you.
Yeah.
I could go on, but you probably don't have that kind of time.
I don't, unfortunately. So you're just going to have to, and you know what? We are really encouraging you to come multiple days. Joe Mama is calling in to me this afternoon, and she's also going to be there tomorrow. So we'll have special stuff going on during the days, and so you can solve your problems for a lot less money this weekend at McLean's.
Well, definitely, and we got 2 jumbo prizes. One's a big cooler full of fun stuff, but the other one is the Ace Handyman Services. So
yeah.
You win that, you get $500 towards someone else fixing your prizes for the week, or problems for
problems
the
week. Yeah, I have Dan going to be on the show. I met Dan yesterday. We had a long interview with him, and you'll find out all about Ace Handyman Services, because, you know, Jason might be able to solve most of your problems, but he's not coming over with his tool belt.
No, I'm not allowed out of the shop very often.
Jason McLean, happy 50th anniversary. We're so excited to be a small part of it.
Well, thank you guys, and look forward to seeing you this afternoon.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And Matt LaFontaine Auto and their automotive spa gives our guests here a car wash certificate.
Do you know the career you want but need a pathway to get there? At Kirtland, we understand that choosing the right classes for your major and career can be challenging. That's why we offer targeted transfer pathways. Say goodbye to wasted credit hours. Our transfer pathways create a personalized roadmap designed to select the best classes that align with your planned major. Our transfer pathways ensure you are on the right track from day one. Kirtland's transfer pathways include options like pre-medicine, pre-veterinary, pre-law, education, criminal justice, sports management, and exercise science. All are supported by the Michigan Transfer Agreement. Discover your path to success, Kirtland's transfer pathways at kirtland.edu, or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Tune in to Q100 every Tuesday night at 8 and Sunday mornings at 8 for Joe Mama's Blues Kitchen, brought to you in part by the Fairview Food Market on North Abbey Road in Fairview, or online at fairviewfoodmarket.com. 10 years of Q100, saving the blues one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but Jerry Coyne is live in the studio with our state representative, Ken Borton. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Good to be with you, as always.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I'm glad that you're doing this on a more regular basis, because there's a lot going on, and really, especially our side of the story, our northern Michigan side of the story, doesn't get painted very often in the normal press. So what's happening in Lansing, and how is it affecting us here?
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, I'm very fortunate, obviously, to be down in Lansing representing Northern Michigan. As you know, I'm part of the leadership team, so I give Northern Michigan a voice.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, get to hear what's going on, but I'll tell you some of the things that are going on right now that affect us. I just introduced legislation, and people are shocked when they hear this. Legislation to deal with people that are moving into people's homes illegally.
We call them squatters.
We do call them squatters, and people are shocked. And of course, you know, we've got a lot of snow folks that go to Lansing. I'm drawing a blank.
Snowbirds?
Snowbirds, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And snowbirds are coming back to find out that people have moved into their homes while they were gone, changed their locks.
Now, you know, I didn't know that this was happening here. You know, there's been some stories in New York City and some other stuff that, you know, famously, and then they can't get them out.
Right.
But I didn't know that was it's been happening here in Michigan. So
yeah, I did not realize it either because it hasn't been out there. And the reason you don't hear about it is because it becomes a civil matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that those don't get a lot of press. But yeah, recently,
but it makes sense because you're right. Like half of, at least a third of the homes here in northern Michigan are second homes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's happening is some of these illegals, we'll call them, because they are illegally squatting.
Right.
They're becoming more sophisticated. They're actually producing lease agreements. So when the sheriff shows up at the house, you know, you come back to your home and what's going on? The locks are changed. You call the sheriff. Sheriff comes and the people go, well, no, wait a minute. No, we're tenants here. And at that point, it's hands off. The sheriff says, sorry, you've got to hire an attorney. This is a legal matter. You're in for a court battle to get these folks out. So these people will stay there, till they eventually finally get kicked out by the courts.
And you don't know what they're doing in your home. Most of the time, they're stripping appliances and... Yeah, it's a horrible... I remember there was a movie about this quite some time ago in San Francisco. Michael Keaton played this squatter.
I remember.
Oh, my God. It's a horrific scene. It can be a horrific scene.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, Jerry, what's cool about my legislation, you know, this is not legislation that's going to allow landlords to, you know, to kick their tenants out.
Right.
Really. It's not going to be that. Under a penalty of perjury, the homeowner will fill out a document that I am the legal owner.
Uh-huh.
These people, are legally here. And, things like that. Turn that over to the sheriff. The sheriff looks at it and removes the folks and just saves them a long legal court battle.
Well, thank God that somebody had the common sense to do this. It probably doesn't happen nearly as often in metropolitan Detroit, right? Because they don't have, people leave Detroit and come to their cottages in northern Michigan. So good to have the foresight for that, Ken.
Thanks.
Every time that you and I are together, whether we're on the radio or not, it always seems that we talk about the budget. And where are we with it? Because do we have one?
Yeah, well, we're working there. And obviously, Jerry, the reason we talk about it is I do sit on full of probes along with several subcommittees. So this past week, we had our big probes meeting where we looked at 10 budgets for various departments. And I'll tell you, not only exhausting, but it was a mess. As Republicans, we offered 100 amendments on this budget to try to make this budget better. Unfortunately, 100% of those 100 amendments were rejected by the Democrats.
Ugh.
And some of the ones that I offered were things that are important for northern Michigan. I was looking for some funding to restore our fish habitat in the Ausable River and the Manistee River. I was looking at getting some funding for, there's a program out there called Sportsmen Against Hunger, which would help turn, some of our venison over to food pantries to use. They didn't like that idea. And then I also offered an amendment to reduce the budget by $5.5 million. I went through it and just found stuff that had made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
I'll bet.
Every one of those amendments were rejected by them. I know. Sorry. I wish I had better news for you. Probably the good news I can share with you is yesterday.
Well, you know what Mom said, right? If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
Well, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, so I'm encouraging people out there to please pray for our nation and for our state.
For our state, yes. Are we still waiting for the other elections to come back for the seats to be filled? Right now we're kind of... treading water.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. They actually were seated this week. The two new Democrats, they were back, and they went around and introduced themselves. And if you get a chance, go back and look. They immediately got in trouble with their caucus because they voted with us. Yeah, absolutely, Jerry.
Some prayer is working.
The prayer is working. Not a single one of their crazy laws passed this week. Their bills passed this week. So that was a good thing. So, yeah, we were told by them that they got chewed out immediately. So welcome to Lansing, folks.
That's fantastic news. I let you know. Well, I guess that it sounds like that behavior will not be around for long.
No, probably not. They'll be put in their place by their caucus, I'm sure.
Well, you know, common sense is common sense, right?
Absolutely.
So, unfortunately, a lot of times bipartisanship, or not bipartisanship, partisanship gets in the way of common sense.
Yep, it absolutely does.
Anything else, Ken?
Yeah, I wanted to mention I've got a reception meet and greet coming up this Monday down in Houghton Lake at the Lakeside Resort.
Okay.
So that's May 6th, 5:30 to 7. Looks like we're going to have a great turnout. I'm going to have a special announcement regarding my campaign. Would love to see people come out. If you want to learn more about it, just simply go to my website, which is kenborton.com. All the details are there, and you can also read more about me if you'd like.
Ken Borton, Representative. The district now is 103rd?
It's the 105th. It used to be the 103rd.
Right.
It's now the 105th. Yeah. So, yeah, basically.
Sorry. Because it says 101st Ed is the 101st legislature.
Legislature, right. So we've been around 202 years.
Gotcha, yeah. It's like when they, you know, I think Michigan's football team was 144 this past year, so they have a name for it. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
All right, Jerry.
And thanks for your service to Northern Michigan.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And MLA Spa here in Gaylord gives all our visitors in the Green Room a free car wash certificate.
For more than 50 years, Mishaway in the Woods has shared their table with the people of Northern Michigan. From everyday dining to special occasions, Mishaway in the Woods is up north dining at its finest. A shared meal is always more than the individual ingredients. It's an all senses experience, bringing together friends and family, breaking down barriers, and creating new relationships. Head to Mishaway.com for current hours, menus, and upcoming events. Mishaway in the Woods for inspired dining.
Tune in weekday afternoons at 3:30 for the J-Lube Services Q100 Michigan Game On Update. A quick look at the world of sports presented by J-Lube Services in Traverse City, Williamsburg, and Gaylord. Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live on the phone with Dean Bach. Dean, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting the name of the realtor company that you represent now.
I'm with At Properties, which is also Christie's International.
Okay, At Properties or Christie's International. Dean is a longtime friend of ours here at the radio station. Switched careers a few years ago and has really done well here moving Northern Michigan properties. Dean, what's the status of the market right now?
Well, you know, we're kicking off the summer season in Northern Michigan for real estate. And, you know, the real estate market really isn't slowing down for Northern Michigan. It might be stumbling a little bit around the country and other places, but there's still a huge demand for Northern Michigan properties, and there really isn't a lot of inventory to choose from. So if you're thinking of selling, now's kind of the time to do it. And because there's a lineup of people that want your place.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, one of the interesting things, what has made Dean so successful since he transferred from the restaurant business back into real estate is the amount of people that you know downstate that keep calling you and asking you for properties.
It's almost crazy how often I get a phone call from people down in southeast Michigan saying, hey, can you find me something in Gaylord? Can you find me something in Grayling on the river? Can you find me something in Petoskey? And it's, you know, almost daily I get these phone calls, and they're repeat phone calls. You know, have you found me anything yet?
Right.
You know, there's just nothing coming to the market. So, again, there's this pent-up demand, people with money burning a hole in their pocket, and they're not afraid of interest rates anymore. With interest rates staying where they are, there's a lot of people out there that have decided, you know, we're going to wait till next year till rates come down or until the market flattens out and prices don't go up. Well, those people are now paying more because the houses have appreciated in value and rates haven't come down.
Right.
So, you know, waiting is not necessarily the right thing to do.
And one of the things Dean offers that I think is a great service is that, you know, if you do have a property that you're looking to move, give Dean a call. He'll give you an honest opinion of what he thinks the property is worth, what you might have to do to it to get it a little higher in the market, or actually, you know, tell you a decent time frame of when that property is going to move.
I might even have somebody to buy it right now. You never know. But I will definitely give you the straight scoop. There's no doubt about that.
Dean, how do people get a hold of you for when they have some questions about what we're discussing here, real estate in Northern Michigan?
You know, kind of the best way to get a hold of me is just to call or text me on my cell phone. I'm all over the place. I'm in my car constantly driving around Northern Michigan. And I answer the phone when I'm able, and I text back or call back as soon as I can. And my phone number is 989-889-1566.
989-889-1566. One other quick thing, and Dean's going to be on every other week with us talking about different aspects of Northern Michigan real estate. Dean is also a realtor in Florida, and I know that a lot of people up here have been looking at Florida properties, so that's been kind of interesting as well.
I'm actually on my way to Port Charlotte from Naples at this moment to put a lockbox on a house and head back to Michigan on Saturday morning to do the same for somebody else.
Dean, very quickly about the Florida properties, do you help people find rentals as well, or is it strictly a buy-sell thing down in Florida?
No, and I actually have a new rental property coming up as a listing in Fort Myers. So I do both. And the rental market down here is quite busy as well.
Sure.
Because there are people that just want to spend, you know, 4, 5, 6 months down here at a time, and they don't want to spend a lot of money to buy a house, so they just rent.
That's right. So Dean Bach, one more time, Dean, the phone number, 989-889-1566. I already have it memorized.
That's me. Easy one to remember, right?
That's right. Dean Bach, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus. Look forward to your bi-monthly real estate reports.
See y'all soon. Hope to hear from you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. They're baking their buns off for you.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Laugh till it hurts at the Traverse City Comedy Club. National and regional comedians bringing the laughs every Friday and Saturday. Add in something delicious from their hearty menu, a specialty drink or your favorite brew, and you've got a great change to your old routine. See the season schedule and buy tickets at TraverseCityComedyClub.com or rent the club for your private event for up to 150 people. Traverse City Comedy Club on Garfield Avenue, where Northern Michigan goes for fun.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by Paddle Heart Brewing, a Grayling brew pub serving up artisan flatbread pizzas, paninis, and incredible brews. Life short, paddle hard.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Ellie Jules, who's the Community Development Coordinator at Odawa Casino. Good morning, Ellie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm well.
Fine. We're very excited with all the new entertainment stuff that we're doing with Odawa Casino. Tell our listeners a little bit about Rock the Lot.
Yeah, so we are super excited about this event. We're doing it to kind of just honor our local customers. It is on Sunday, May 19th. It'll be from 12 to 8, so noon to 8 p.m. outdoors, and then it moves into our Room 94 tap room from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. We'll have some pretty amazing bands there. We have Derailed from 1 to 3, and then Driving Dawn from 5 to 7. And Lavender Lions Duo in the tap room from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some really great bands coming. We're super excited about that aspect. But we also have, you know, some great food options. So there'll be a big tent in our parking lot, and in that tent we'll have the Stigs Barbecue, their food truck, Chavez Kitchen.
Cool.
We'll be doing some different cornhole and other games and prizes, giveaways, beers on tap. It's really going to be just a wonderful, fun event for all of our local customers to get together and just celebrate the summer to come.
Which parking lot is it going to be in, Ellie?
I think it'll be right when you pull in to the right. So we call it kind of like our locals lot.
Right. Okay.
And you can't miss it. There'll be a big tent out there. Everybody will be out there having a good time. You'll know where the party's at.
Well, I know I'm going to be there. J-Bo's going to be there. So Q100's going to have a big presence. And I know we're going to have a lot of giveaways.
We are. We're super excited about those giveaways. And definitely, yeah, encourage people to come out. You don't want to miss out on those.
Do you have any little secret ones we can whet people's appetite with?
Okay, I actually don't know. They didn't give me that information.
No free, come on, free car. You know, free cruise around the world.
Yeah, I don't
$10,000 in casino chips. Something big. Something. No, I'm just, they are not offering that, folks. I'm just teasing Ellie. We'll get some more information as we lead up to it, but we want to make sure that people put Sunday, May 19th, on their calendar, a full day and night's worth of excitement, rocking the lot. As I said, J-Bo and I are going to be out there at different times to help with the giveaways and getting the audience pumped up. We couldn't be more excited, Ellie.
Thank you, and so are we. We just love our local customers. We love celebrating them. We're so excited for this chance to just appreciate them before the crazy busy tourist season starts. And
Right. It's
also a great opportunity to check out the new tap room if you haven't been in there yet and try out the food, play on the pool tables, play with the darts. It's just a lovely venue that we want everyone to get the chance to enjoy.
No, people are starting to head into there big time. The food is great. The vibe is even better. We love Room 94. It's a perfect addition to everything else that's going on at Odawa Casino. I'm assuming, Ellie, that everything is on the Odawa Casino website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find all the information on our website. We also have the Facebook event out there if you want a little reminder the day of. So, check out our Facebook, check out our website, and come and join us.
We'll be there on May 19th. Ellie Jules from Odawa Casino, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus and helping us rock the lot on May 19th.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. They're baking their buns off for you.
Are you a high school junior or senior looking to get ahead? Kirtland Community College has the perfect solution for you. Imagine completing several college credits before even graduating from high school. Thanks to Kirtland's dual enrollment options, it's now possible. You can take online classes from the comfort of your home, attend in-person classes on our campuses, or even study college courses right in your high school classroom. Our dedicated Kirtland faculty teach college-level courses at several local high schools. If you're eager to fast-track your education, check out our early middle college agreements with schools like Fairview, Atlanta, and the Core Intermediate School District. Seize the opportunity to get a head start on your future with Kirtland's dual enrollment options. Visit our website at kirtland.edu or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by South Shore Animal Hospital. They love your pet like they love their own. Exceptional patient care, SSAH-HL.com.
Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Dan Smith, who is with Ace Handyman, or owns Ace Handyman. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
So we were talking a little bit off air, and you're part of the Ace Corporation, but kind of like an offshoot of it. Talk about what Ace Handyman Services does.
Sure. So we are a handyman company that's licensed, insured, bonded.
Okay.
All of our craftsmen are W-2 employees that work directly for us.
Right.
But we specialize in small home repairs. So anything from swapping out vanities, light fixtures, switches, things like that, small carpentry, deck repairs. You need some windows swapped out, doorways, or not doorways, but doors, both interior, exterior, we can do that sort of work for you.
When you think you're a kind of a handyman and then find out you're not, you're the place they should be calling.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd love to help you out.
I was asking, so you've been actually been doing this for quite some time.
Here in Traverse City, we've been doing it since January of 2021. And then 21, I'm sorry, yeah. And then our Gaylord office has been open since January of 23.
Okay. So when you say small home repairs, roofing, exterior stuff?
No, we stay off of roofs.
Okay.
But anything pretty much from the
roof down.
Roof down, we'll help you out with taking care of that. So
drywall repair.
Drywall repairs.
Okay.
Yep. An ideal customer for us is somebody who's got that to-do list that they don't want to do because they'd rather be out on the lakes fishing and enjoying the outdoors.
Or your wife has suggested stuff that is kind of out of your wheelhouse.
I don't get into domestic disputes on that stuff,
but we'd love
to help you out in resolving it, but I'm not getting in the middle of it. But yes, we'd love to be able to take care of that to-do list that you don't want to do, but your wife wants to get it done.
Okay, so there you go. I'm assuming, do you kind of ballpark estimates over the phone, or you have to see everything?
No, we try to do everything via over the phone, via email, pictures of the work that needs to get done.
Okay.
Again, we're looking at smaller services, and we try to package our services as well. It's not cost effective to a customer for me to come out and do one small thing.
Sure.
So it's better to get that list of things that you need to have done. We'll send out one of our craftsmen out there to take care of it, and we can spend the entire day out there going down your to-do list. And every time we get into somebody's home, there's always more and more and
right.
more and more.
Oh,
they start, "Oh, can you do this?"
Correct. So, yeah, I see that.
We preface all that up front. We're a pretty transparent company.
So installing light fixtures.
Sure.
And, you mentioned off air, I think, a deck repair, which you got to start looking at. Like my deck, I got to figure out how to stain the rails and without getting the Trek decking underneath
Correct.
It all screwed up.
Right.
So,
that's stuff we can easily help you out
with. Yeah, like I was thinking about that. My wife is like, okay, that's got to get stained. I'm like, well, how am I going to do that without getting stain all over the deck? Because that doesn't need to be stained, right?
Sure.
It's the Trek decking. So, yeah.
Yeah, so another thing that we do, a service that's kind of unique that most people can't help with. So our co-owner of our company is a licensed occupational therapist.
Okay.
And, we can actually help with the aging in place population. The co-owner of the company just so happens to be my wife, Lindsay. So, but she is a certified aging in place specialist through the National Home Builders Association.
Oh, okay.
So we can go in and do an evaluation on a home and help make home modifications, ramps, grab bar installations, other sorts of modifications to the home to help.
Making
help
the shower, the bath more
Correct.
Accessible.
Correct. Remove a shower tub combo, put a walk-in shower in. To make
yeah,
it easier.
That's getting real popular.
So that's definitely a service that we can provide. So,
What else? What are some of the things that people are surprised that you do?
I think a lot of people are surprised at the amount of, for whatever reason, I do a lot of windows and doors.
Okay.
So, I'm not originally from Michigan, but as I've moved out here and experienced the area, I've come to realize, you know, there's a lot of water damage that occurs based
sure.
off the
yep.
seasonality of everything up here. So we do a lot of exterior doors and window replacements, you know, rotten trim, windows not flashed, doors not flashed properly. So if those are things you're experiencing, that's something we'd be happy to come out and help out with.
Ever do, like, cove molding and things like that, where you wouldn't call it repairs, but more installation, helping, you know, beautify the home.
Sure, we can do all that. A lot of times customers have materials on hand. They already have an idea as to what they want to have done. They just don't know.
Tiling?
I try to stay away from tiling. That's a niche that a lot of people really, you need to have somebody that's doing that, you know, as a full-time gig to do a really good job on that.
And so. I'm sure that you don't do full-out painting, but you go ahead and paint the things that you repair.
Right. We can do smaller rooms. I mean, you can, you know, we can paint a whole house if needed. However, we try to stay away from that. We'd
probably if it's something pricier for you guys to do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, and then if there's something that we can't do for a customer, if they reach out to us, uh-huh. we have a network of people that we can refer them to. So, if we can't do it, we're not just going to turn a blind eye to you. We're going to try to point you in the right direction to somebody that can help you out.
I guess the last thing I could think of is, like, do you do interior brick repair? So many people have, you know, bricked in fireplaces and stuff like that.
No, I don't do brick repairs. So, but yeah, anything else?
That's a real specialized.
Right. You want to get somebody that specializes in that. So, but if there's any questions, you know, whether or not we can do something, you can just call the office. We'd be happy to have that conversation. Our
office phone number is
231-247-0820.
Okay.
And our office manager, Alexis, will answer the phone, and she'd be happy to get all the information for your project, get all your contact info, photos, email addresses.
Get the whole process started.
Correct. Yep. And then if we can't answer the phone, we do have an answering service, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours of getting a call from you.
And, you know, obviously if I'm taking some photos and emailing them or texting them to you, there's no cost for you giving me an estimate.
No, there is not. So,
when I send those along to you, do you also like kind of come up with a time frame of when you can get there, how long the project might take?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a whole scheduling system that we use. Uh-huh. You'll get a night before call from our craftsmen before they come out there. You'll get a text message along with a photo of what they look like before they show up. We'll come out there, we'll do the work. We don't collect payment until you're satisfied with the completion of the job and you're satisfied with the work. And we warranty our work for a year upon completion.
Perfect.
So if there's any issues later on down the road. And then if we supply the materials, we'll warranty the materials as well. And
gotcha.
Any issues, we'll
So that'll
back.
Go either way. You can either supply the materials for Ace Handyman or Ace Handyman will pick them up yourself.
That's correct.
Probably from the local Ace Hardware.
Try to go to our Ace Hardware as much as possible. That's correct.
So. Dan, one last question. The phone number again is 231
247-0820.
Facebook page?
Yes, Ace Handyman Services Traverse City and Ace Handyman Services Gaylord. We have a Facebook page for both, and then websites as well for both locations.
Okay.
So I failed to mention as well that we are a veteran-owned and operated business. I actually retired out of the military with just shy of 28 years.
Wow, that's a career.
Yeah, and then
thank you for your service.
Thank you, appreciate it. Yeah, so service is big in my family. My father is a retired Navy guy. My brother's a retired Army guy, and I'm a retired Army guy. So
I would imagine that, you know, there's your word is your bond with your employees and your customers.
That's correct. Yeah, my previous life, your word was everything, and your word was your reputation, and that's extremely important to us. And integrity is big with us, so we're open, honest, and frank with everybody in our discussions.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Thank you. Dan Smith joining us here on Northern Focus from Ace Handyman. We were brought to us, of course, by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And guests in studio receive a car wash certificate from MLA Spa in downtown Grayling.
The Michigan Lottery presents a pop quiz. It's almost as easy as new Cash Pop. Question one. How many numbers does it take to win Cash Pop? A, one. Question 2. How many Cash Pop numbers do you choose from? Is it A, 15? Question 3. How much can you win playing Cash Pop? A, up to $5,000? Okay, if you answered A, you deserve a Cash Pop. Match 1 and you won. New from the Michigan Lottery. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Lori Schreiber and Jennifer Finnegan Poole. Lori, of course, I've known for many, many years. She's the personnel director at Keller Williams Realty. How you doing?
I'm good. It's
good
nice to be back
you.
In the studio.
Yeah.
It's
Let's
been a
talk
while.
Rock and roll. Let's talk
Let's
wine.
Let's do it.
You're here with Jennifer Finnegan Poole. Talk a little bit about the event that you've got coming up.
Yep. So I'm the commercial director at Keller Williams here in Traverse City, and we have a
national event called KW Red Day.
Okay.
So each year, this year it's on May 9th, on a national level, we go out into the community and we do offer labor. So this year we have selected Single Mom to help them because they just got an exciting brand new building. So we are helping them clean it up and doing some landscaping and get it ready. So
very cool.
Great cause.
Jennifer, what is Single Mom?
Single Mom is an organization that has been formed in Traverse City and has been around for 15 years.
Okay.
And we help about 2,000 families a year through the Northern Michigan area and actually down into Holland and Zeeland.
Wow.
And we are a mentoring organization. We are about doing life together, both encouraging single moms and single moms to do life together. And then when things are hard, maybe you're talking about transportation and childcare and housing and how do you do all of this? We are a place, a sounding board. Most of us have been in their shoes, and we are a army of women helping women.
That's fantastic. I mean, I got to imagine that there's more single moms in that area that you're talking about than we care to count, and all the challenges they have to face. It's great to have a big support group that you gals are offering.
Thank you. I think having that place to just land, know that it's safe and you can talk it out, you can get practical help, and it has been amazing because for us to do what we do, we employ over 400 volunteers in the Grand Traverse area. And so to have this day, we are having more people in the community get involved with us, and we are so excited to participate.
So this day, Lori, so you and the folks that are volunteering from Keller Williams are going to partner with them and take on some projects that these single moms can't handle on their own.
Yep, exactly. Well, they have a new building, so it was perfect timing for the single moms this year. Uh-huh. And so basically we just offer up our labor. Last year we did the Dream Team, which is a baseball league for kids with special needs, and we got their dugouts ready because their dugouts, some of them have handicaps that can't get into the dugout. Yeah,
you talked about it last year.
Yeah, so this year Single Mom was perfect because they just got a brand new building, which is really exciting, on 8th Street. And I think we're kind of the first crew in to get things cleaned up and started for you guys. Is that right?
Jennifer, what is the purpose of the building on 8th Street?
So we have grown exponentially over the course of specifically the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And so we have been looking for space. And I think we all know space is hard to come by in Traverse City, right?
Well, you need help, though. I'm certainly here to help anyone who needs help with that.
Yeah. So we had an awesome opportunity to buy, actually, from an owner. And so our new building is 1240 East 8th Street.
Okay.
So with all this construction, everybody is just coming right past our building right now. And you can see that it is a beautiful building with a little bit of help. We need a little help on the outside. And so this group is coming in to make sure that the outside of the building becomes welcoming and inviting for all the women and the children that will be coming in.
So is this going to be a safe space for families that are first going through some of this problems with their spouses?
So we have local offices in Grand Traverse, Wexford, Misaki area, Benzie, Leelanau, and then Holland, Zeeland.
Okay.
The Grand Traverse office is our starting place, and it is large. They see hundreds and hundreds of women through the doors. And so on the top floor, it is going to be a huge center for women to come. There's going to be shared cafe space and office space.
Mm-hmm.
There is mentoring rooms. There is places for our classes and our courses. We have a residential program that runs out of there. And then the downstairs of this building is our headquarters, because as we have grown, we are now starting to be able to take Single Mom and duplicate it into different markets. And
gotcha.
So we have our own curriculum and products and stuff like that. And so everything in that sense is on the bottom floor. So we have been at the Cherryland Center for the last 4.5 years.
Okay.
And we take up 2 retail hubs. And so this is going to allow us to just come together and have a place that, yes, if you have gone through something that is incredibly traumatic and you need to come into that safe place to just talk and know that there is nothing is going to surprise you here. This is totally a place where you can feel safe. We can build relationships, because relationships is the key.
I got to imagine, because there's a lot of instances where women are trapped in a relationship. I have kids. I don't really like the situation I'm in with their father and however that works out. And to know that they can come out on the other side has got to be very comforting.
It has been a joy to watch over all these years. We are very family oriented, and we are very pro-father also.
Okay,
love to see when we are able to see healing occur and that co-parenting relationship becomes strong. And so it is a place for single moms only, but it is a place that we have seen over the last 15 years. We've watched families grow and become more confident, and we have been able to see how there has been able to be more of a mend in regards to raising
that's
your
fantastic.
Kids strong.
Yeah, well, that's important, right? Because the family entity, regardless of whether they stay married or not, is critical.
Yes.
I know. I'm a divorced dad, remarried, and it was Cheryl was very helpful in growing all the kids up and everything else. So every situation is different. Jennifer, where's your more information? You have a website?
You can get more information at Single Mom M. There are two M's at the end of Single Mom. So singlemomm.org.
Okay.
And we also have a local number 231-944-1710. If you are a single mom in the area and you call that number, you will be going straight to the Grand Traverse office with an amazing team of women. And if you are a community member, they will usher you over to the headquarters side.
Fantastic stuff. Lori, do you need more volunteers, or does Keller Williams have enough folks that are going to be doing this project?
We have a big chunk that's coming, but, you know, if you're driving down 8th Street, well, there's a good chance because Front Street's closed, on next Thursday, May 9th, between 9 and 12 in the morning, just give us a honk. You see a bunch of red shirts out there working.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jennifer. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And guests in studio of Northern Focus receive a car wash certificate from MLA Spa in downtown Grayling.
It's McLean's Ace Hardware's 50th anniversary celebration this Friday through Sunday. This huge event has incredible sales, demonstrations, and giveaways. Two of them are worth $500. Come early each day and be one of the first 50 people for a special prize. While you shop the best prices of the year, enjoy food, drinks, and fun games. Many items are 50% off to celebrate 50 years in Grayling. Don't miss this amazing event at McLean's Ace Hardware in Grayling.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Stuart Lazar from the Traverse City Comedy Club. Stuart, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jerry. How are you doing?
Well, you look better than you sound. I'll just put it that way.
I would say I sound better than I look, but that's a matter of opinion.
That's a matter of opinion. I'm the one looking at you right now, so...
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry.
So you have Larry Reb coming in tonight.
Larry Reb.
Larry Reb, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a great guy. This is Larry's second time in, an older gentleman, and he kind of reminds me of a cross between Bob Zaney, Mitch Fatel, and maybe a bottle of Absolute.
Okay.
I think if you put those three together, a little bit of ice and shake it, you get Larry Reb.
Okay.
Older, sarcastic gentleman, got a really funny, smart-ass sense of humor, if I could say that word on radio.
You could say smart-ass.
Thank you, I did.
I call you smart-ass all the time, so.
Yeah, I know. You call me other things when I'm not here.
That's not true.
But,
smart-ass and... Smart guy, we'll just put it that way.
But Larry Reeves been, you know, doing the tour for a long time now.
Uh-huh.
He's been all over the country, makes people laugh no matter what, older, younger, all different political persuasions, all different religions, all different colors, all different weights and
sizes. If you're easily offended, you might not want to come.
Yeah, he is a little bit coarse, but that being said, it is all in good fun.
Uh-huh.
He is the nicest guy in the world when you talk to him, and I love listening to his act.
Well, you get the opportunity to do that yourselves by buying tickets online at TraverseCityComedyClub.com or showing up at the door. 7:15 tonight?
7:15 tonight, and Larry is only here for one night.
Right.
We are closed tomorrow night for a private event, and if you really want to catch Larry, you should catch him tonight.
Yeah, your only chance to get professional chuckles is tonight at the Traverse City Comedy Club. You've got a couple of pretty... well-known comedians coming in the next month.
We do. And, you know, Connie Ettinger is
fabulous
coming next week. And again, she is another national figure who I really, really love. And, you know, I'll just, instead of going through the whole schedule, let me say we finish off at the end of the month with Derek Richards.
Uh-huh.
And he is great. One new event that has not hit the calendar that I want to talk about is we are going to be having a fundraiser for the Traverse City Fire Department on Saturday, June 8th.
Okay.
That is going to close out our third season of comedy. And tickets should be going on sale sometime this weekend. We've teamed up with a comic from the East Coast who puts on these fundraisers all across the country. And
Is it Dennis Leary?
It is not.
Damn.
It is not. It is Dominic Speranza. And he is extremely, extremely funny. And we are really excited to team up with him and the firefighters and raise money for a fantastic cause.
Yeah.
As much as I love comics, firefighters are our real heroes. And I would encourage everyone when those tickets come on sale to come out and enjoy yourself and support a really good cause.
Well, we will continue to talk about that as we get to the event. But yeah, club, we always take the summer off. It's you might have a pop-up show here or there, but because everybody likes the lakes and everything else, not so much the professional comedy.
And I hope to be out on the lake myself, Jerry. But people should also know that we've got our fall lineup, and actually our lineup through most of next year on the calendar at TraverseCityComedyClub.com. And again, we've got a lot of national figures coming in, including Cash Cab's Ben Bailey,
right,
who will be coming in, I believe, in October. So there's a lot of really, really good shows. And then we close out the year with a Michigan favorite and a national figure, Dave Landau.
Yeah.
And we've got a really good show in store for New Year's Eve, which we have not announced yet. But we're looking forward to running comedy through the end of the year and start thinking about 2025 over the summer while I'm sitting on the lake.
But the club is available for rent while it's closed this summer, right?
Absolutely. We have a number of private parties going on, but we would love to do some more entertaining in there. And so people can give us a call or check out our website at TraverseCityComedyClub.com to get more information.
Yeah, if you need an emergency wedding or baby shower or whatever, Stuart and the folks at the Traverse City Comedy Club are ready to accommodate you. Stuart, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to be back in town. I'm looking forward to finishing up the season and enjoying a Traverse City summer.
We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And live participants of Northern Focus receive a certificate to the MLA Auto Spa in downtown Grayling to get their car cleaned perfectly.
WQON Grayling, Q100 Michigan.
There's a touch of madness around here.
Northern Michigan made and proud of it. A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. WQON Grayling.